From Tidbits on September 28th, 2009, this is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for September 28th, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Nicecast 1.9.9 from Rogue Amoeba is a maintenance and stability update to the Internet Radio Broadcast Program. In the latest version, the Instant Hijack component has been updated to version 2.2.2 to address a rare crashing bug, an issue that caused license keys containing the number sequence 2222 to be rejected has been addressed, and the title grabber now works better with Megaseg. Audio Hijack Pro 2.9.4 from Rogue Amoeba is a maintenance and stability update to the all-around audio recording utility. In the latest version, the Instant Hijack component has been updated to version 2.2.2 to address a rare crashing bug, an issue that caused license keys containing the number sequence 2222 to be rejected has been addressed. An NS range exception in Snow Leopard that prevented sessions from being deleted has been corrected, and a problem with the quote add to iTunes as bookmarkable script that might cause it to run indefinitely has been resolved. Airfoil 3.3.4 from Rogue Amoeba is a maintenance and stability update to the wireless audio distribution tool. Issues that have been addressed include a rare crashing bug stemming from the Instant Hijack component, another rare crashing bug rooted in the network listener setup code, a problem with stale Bonjour files that resulted in a variety of errors, and a bug that caused license keys containing the number sequence 2222 to be rejected. Also, audio synchronization with Apple TV has been improved. PhoneAmigo 1.0.5 from Sustainable Softworks is a maintenance update to the software that enables users to control a Bluetooth mobile phone from a Mac. The latest version improves address book integration by adding the capability to type the first letters of a contact's name directly into the PhoneAmigo call window to autofill that field with their number, adding the capability to create an address book entry directly from a caller ID record, and adding an address book button to the call window. Other changes include better opening and closing Bluetooth connections, the inclusion of the caller name in the combo box history, and the capability to search by name from the call window. Logic Pro 9.0.1 and Logic Express 9.0.1 from Apple are stability and maintenance updates to the flagship and mid-level audio recording programs. In both programs, flex markers now align and snap to MIDI notes, replace mode now works correctly when punch recording, and the I.O. plugin adds an option for latency compensation. Several problems have also been addressed in both programs, including two crashing bugs, one that occurred in recording situations where both a MIDI and audio track were record enabled and the MIDI track was not selected, and one where the HyperEdit convert event definition dialog's grid value was altered. The full release notes for both the Pro and Express updates are available on Apple's website. The updates are available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. MainStage 2.0.1 from Apple is a maintenance update to the live performance program that's part of Logic Studio. Changes include more consistent behavior from the reverse option for loopback, correct transmission of pitch bend data to external instruments, the capability to define tempo by a recording in loopback for MainStage, and the added availability of the I.O. plugin in MainStage. The update is available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. More information is available from Apple's website. HP printer drivers for Mac OS X 10.6 from Apple include HP's latest printing and scanning software for Snow Leopard. A list of supported printers is available on Apple's website. The update requires Mac OS X 10.6.1 or later, and is available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. TweetDeck version 0.30.5 from Ayn Dodsworth updates the popular Adobe Air-based Twitter client with a slew of new features. Changes in version 0.30.5 include a new compose panel, a service-oriented menu bar, synchronization status panels, auto-shortening of URLs, drag-and-drop photo and URL uploading, a new enter-to-update option, MySpace integration, and full Facebook integration including support for comments, likes, and picture uploading. Also, the capability to add columns for groups of Facebook friends has been added, CPU usage has been made more efficient, and support for invalid ELS handling has been added. A full list of changes is available on Dogworth's website. Quicken 2007 Certificate Updater from Intuit updates Quicken 2007 to Release 3 and must be installed for users to continue using the program's online features. The update also provides improved compatibility with Pocket Quicken, and account settings are now saved by the Quick Entry Dashboard widget after a reboot. Several bugs have been addressed, including an issue regarding hidden columns and reports with incorrect columns, an issue with security prices being incorrectly calculated on transactions involving over 430,000 shares, and an issue where an online banking transactions would fail with an OL293 error. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.